This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Grasswall is on Facebook for now. They're trying to censor everybody. She's only got 2,272 followers. She's an amazing patriot. Her father was a great American, lives on with this town. And she's out there in California, in Oregon, in Washington State, driving on her own dime and going out there, and sometimes just 7, 8, 9 of them, being attacked by 15, 20 Antifa. It's incredible. So I want men and women to come out in support of what she's doing. So again, we thought we found a GoFundMe online. I don't know if that's yours. And we did a GoFundMe for one of the guys that got charged a while back during that whole riot in San Francisco that even the Washington Post admits Antifa started. There's a Larry Graffold story. You want to raise $8,000. Is that you? We're just searching how to support you at GoFundMe. Is that you?
It is me. I actually created that a while back. Yeah, that is me.
That's a shame. People need to make your $8,000 goal right now. I'm going to make, even though I'm not made out of money, but I gave $10,000 a few days ago to the Just Walk Away guy. Believe me, we're under a major attack, but it's the seed money of people taking action. I'm going to make a $5,000 donation today. Folks, make sure it happens. Go tell the accounting. $5,000 donation right now. But I want to see it go to $8,000 today. I want to see listeners come in for the other 3,000.
Wow, thank you so much. That's really awesome, Alex.
Thank you? Are you kidding?
That.
I mean, I've got my intel sources and stuff saying don't go out to these events because I'm a target. I mean, you're out there fighting the scum of the earth, so the least I can do is support to give a woman gas money and funding and things to get organized to go out and challenge scum. My God, if men won't do the job, we're going to send the women. I might as well give you the money to do it.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. Because we do. I mean, I've been this year. I've been.
Thank me, a man giving a woman money to go fight globalist scum. I mean, it's actually kind of shameful that we don't have more men out there doing it. There was a man doing it. I'd give him the money. Okay. Just for my conscience, I'm doing it. You understand that, right?
I do, but I appreciate it. I mean, this year I've been to Oregon, I think, 3 different times. I've been to Arizona. I got to speak in Arizona. I flew to New York to be in a documentary about Antifa.
Why is you're taking action? So tell folks what donations can do for you.
Oh, it'll help me get from one event to another. I mean, that's all I do is, you know, on my free time, I work 40 hours a week. So I work a regular job. I have 2 kids. You know, I have a family. So it's like, this is like what I do in my.
And by the way, I'm going to hold you over if I'm interrupting, but biologically as a father, it's really hard for me now to put myself in danger. It's not even fear. It's fear of not being there for my kids. I have less fear as a parent, but now I have concern about them. So you're a mother on top of it, facing violent, trashy scum that attack women with bike locks. That's amazing. So, again, how do people go to the GoFundMe and donate?
It's on the GoFundMe. It's under my name, Lindsay Grathwall. You can donate there. I do. Appreciate all the help I can get. And Alex, you know what, about that, you know, I feel like, I guess I'm a lot like my father. Like, I feel like I cannot sit back and watch all this happen and not do anything. I do worry about my children. I worry that something might happen to me, but my dad put himself in the same situation, you know, and I worry about more of what's going to happen to my kids in a country that is, you know, taken over by Marxist communists when I'm not here anymore to help them.
That's the key. Every time I feel guilty about what I'm doing, we're going to lose it all anyways if we don't go all in. Exactly.
Yep. And that's where I'm at. And that's why I'm doing what I do. And my family, you know, my mom sometimes cries because she knows. She knows what my dad went through. She knows what I go through. And she doesn't want that, you know, anything bad to happen to me. But I feel driven. Like, this is so important. And I'm doing it for my kids.
The answer, your mom's great, is she needs to get involved. Everybody sees people like you targeted and bullied. We have to all get involved. That's the answer.
We have to, and we have to stand up, and we have to tell them, no, I mean, we're not going to allow this to happen. We're not going to allow them to take over, and we are not going to stand by and let them go out and shut down our freedom of speech.
You're right. Stay there. Let's come back with a few more comments from you ahead of Mike Cernovich. Stay with us. rising globalist. Bringing victory.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Clips from the incredible testimony of Strzok and Orr and others today in Congress. And I've been ranting here because this stuff gets me so wound up. Lindsey Grathwald, daughter of Larry Grathwald, is our guest. She goes out and faces Antifa, usually 10, 15, 20 of them get attacked by a whole bunch of them. Then later, patriots come out. But it just shows, even here in Austin, we try to go cover a pro-gun rally now. And we'll be met on the street by guys with guns saying, you can't come in. It's just insane. So other points you want to impart to folks, Lindsay?
The main thing, I mean, right now we really want to get, you know, anyone that can come out and support us up in Berkeley, California on August 5th. You know, we definitely want to get people out there. Like you said earlier, it's numbers. We need people out there to support us because they come out in droves and I mean, we've seen it multiple times. If Portland's probably the most recent one that was a complete riot. And we'll be going back up to Portland again too. I mean, I was hoping, you know, to hopefully make it up there and I'm planning on it. So, and then after that, you know, we're just going to keep on pushing. We keep on doing events. We're not going to let them silence us. In fact, the more that they push back at us, the more that we're going to come out and we're going to keep on having our events because we feel like we have to. The minute we stand down and get silent is the minute that they win. And we can't let that happen because there's way too much at stake. You know, and like I said earlier, it's about my kids. It's about the future for my kids. I mean, my son has gotten, you know, issues simply because, you know, he's conservative like me. He's 11 years old. You know, and that's only going to get worse if we allow this kind of stuff to happen. So, I mean, August 4th up in Portland, August 5th in Berkeley, those are two big events that we're going to be having, and I hope that people come out. I know not everybody can, and I know not everybody wants to because they're afraid, you know, but I want people to understand, you know, it is scary. It is scary. I get scared, too. But we have to stand up for what we believe in. I mean, we have to. Otherwise, we're going to lose it. And to me, that's becoming a reality. Like, I'm seeing all of our, the rights that we have, you know, everything is slowly being taken away from us. And especially living here in California. I mean, I'm in California and they are, I live in I call it Commifornia. It's a communist state. And that is slowly happening around the rest of the country. And eventually it's going to hit you. And I tell people all the time, don't wait until it comes to your doorstep. You got to get out there and you got to fight somehow. If you don't want to get in the street, then get involved somehow, some way. you know, to do something that you know, maybe get, you know, politically get involved. I don't know how people.
The bottom
want to do
line
it,
is the fight for this country with foreign right. corporations and the Chinese communists admittedly owning Hollywood. This country is fighting for its life right now. And we
yes.
really appreciate what you're doing. We want to support you. I'm going to make that donation to your
Thank
GoFundMe.
You.
Everybody should do it right now. They just go to GoFundMe and type in the Larry Graffold story. Graffold is GRATHWOHL story. And we really appreciate you, and God bless you. We appreciate your courage.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. And listeners, I know I go to you each day and say, support our local radio station. Support InfoWars. Support this guest. It's whatever you feel called to support. Just know this. We understand the cost. We've put ourselves on the line because what's coming is far worse than what we're currently in. So that's what it comes down to. And I just want to thank you all, and I appreciate you all for your support. Now, we've got a bunch of these clips. My God, I'm looking at these clips. We've got hours of clips from the congressional hearing today with Strzok and Orr being grilled, and GOP lawmakers threatened FBI agent Peter Strzok with contempt for refusing to answer questions. U.S. Marshals serve subpoena on FBI lawyer Lisa Page, says that they threatened to hold her in contempt. I mean, it's all crazy, but I've got like 20 minutes of Gowdy, but here's the last few minutes of him grilling these guys, and then we've got Mike Cernovich coming up. Let's go to some of this now. Here it is.
$100 million to $0, Agent Strzok. That's how bad she should win?
Mr. Gowdy, those personal expressions of my observing the political process of the presidential primaries.
Again. Start at the beginning. I got to walk out of the room. I'm going to interrupt. We have a 5 minute, 9 second clip of Strzok saying he's never used his bias in a case when he's saying, I hate Trump. We will stop him. Insurance policy. He'll never get in. Hillary's the president. I mean, we have him. This is perjury again, but he's such a little arrogant piece of crap who just lies with contempt and pleasure. Start over, sorry.
$100 million to $0, Agent Strzok. That's how bad she should win?
Mr. Gowdy, those personal expressions of my observing the political process of the presidential primary
while you pledge
had no bearing
Trump.
On my actions of any investigation to include the investigation of Secretary Clinton.
You couldn't think
or anybody else. Sir,
you couldn't think of a single person that would not vote for Hillary Clinton for president? $100 million to $0, Agent Strzok?
So that was clearly hyperbole, which I...
Well, let's say it was hyperbole. Let's divide it by 10.
Hit pause again. This guy is a sycophant who called her the president, who covered up Russiagate, who covered up Servergate. He was the little handled butt boy, her groom of the stool, and now he says he wasn't politically motivated. What? Look at the face of the traitor. Look at the face of the scum they have to get to betray this nation. Thank God we're on to you. Continue.
Plus hyperbole. Let's divide it by 10. How about we say it was hyperbolic and divide it by 10? 100 million divided by 10, I'm pretty sure it's 10 million. Zero divided by 10 is still zero. You couldn't think of a single solitary person that was going to vote for her for president before you interviewed her and while you were supposed to be investigating her.
Congressman, clearly that's not the truth. Clearly I could envision millions of Americans
who
were likely and did vote for then.
Well, you wrote it.
My point, sir.
Did you write
sir,
it?
Sir, I run America.
I did write that, sir.
Okay. Were you under duress?
Political expression engaging in hyperbole.
Were you under duress?
Asked and answered over and over
while
again.
While he was running a political operation.
The gentleman from South Carolina controls the time.
All right, we're going to go into one other time period. May 17th, 2017, Bob Mueller is appointed. Your friend Jim Comey's been fired. He's already leaked the memos to his law professor friend, and Mueller is special counsel.
And then lied about it.
Do you remember how long it took for you to start talking about impeachment after Bob Mueller was appointed?
I don't, sir.
One day. And you were talking about impeachment. And for anyone who may have missed it the day after his appointment, Agent Strzok, you did it again 5 days later. Now, how many interviews had you done as part of the special counsel team within the first 5 days of his appointment?
Sir, again, same answer as before. I can't get into details.
Right, and the answer is also the same. It's zero. No interviews had been done.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No interviews had been done. by August the 8th, when you're talking about stopping him and how terrifying it would be for him to win and how you can protect the country.
He's not going to get elected.
No interviews have been done before you're talking about impeachment of the president. But no wonder Bob Mueller kicked you off of the investigation, Agent Strzok. My question is, if you were kicked off when he read the text, shouldn't you have been kicked off when you wrote them?
Not at all.
Well, it wasn't the discovery of your text, Mr. Strzok. It was the existence of your bias that got you kicked off.
No, Mr. Gowdy, it wasn't. I do not have bias. My personal opinion in no way.
Well, then why did you get kicked off? Why'd you get kicked off?
Mr. Gowdy, my understanding of why I was kicked off.
Caught.
Was that based on an understanding of those texts and the perception that they might create?
Well, hang on a second, Agent.
We will stop the president. He'll never get elected.
Perception.
We're going to get him.
Saying it was the perception.
We'll go to break right here. We got more coming up. And Mike Cernovus joins us. Infowars.com, newswars.com, the forbidden sites. I hope you don't visit the new free app, infowars.com/app.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's something happening here. Something important.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Summer Rage.
Chaos is hanging around. Tree to the ground. Shut up from the sound. The death machine makes something down.
Standing pound for pound. Shooter Jennings bringing us in. So we're going to play for you Peter Schrock, who is the most arrogant creature you could imagine. This is the type of trash that Rosenstein, that looks like a demon and acts like a demon, and Mueller, that looks like a mummy, and all the crimes they've committed, and all the dozens of texts, we'll stop him, he'll never get in, he's a danger, Hillary's the president, we'll keep him from getting in office, once he's in office, we'll stop him. And then he gets up in a five-minute statement. For TV viewers, I'll be putting his quotes up from the text messages while he talks. This is like somebody saying that they like to play football and then say they've never seen a football game. I mean, he's in this 1,000%. He's a Democratic operative. He covers up for Hillary. He's the little special minion that does all this and all these investigations. And now he's telling you it's preposterous. I did none of this political. My Mueller and Rosenstein and all of this is completely normal. Let's go to it right now.
I testify today with significant regret.
Sorry, pause again. I've got it on my phone here, a photo of Howdy Doody, Rosenstein, where he looks so satanic, not just his actions, but the way he looks. I'm going to pull that up, but for TV viewers, we're going to be blowing up the faces of the FBI people behind him that walked in with him. Look at these people. They just hire the most weak, stupid followers. All of them look like you wouldn't let them babysit your children. All of them look like deranged loons from a Hollywood movie. This guy, all of them. I mean, I would cast them in a movie as really bad guys. And it's not just how they look, it's how they act. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. They're not square-jawed FBI agents. Hey, well, somebody plug my phone in. I forgot to do it. There's my plugs over here somewhere. Here it is. I'm going to plug this baby in. I'm going to pull up the Rosenstein photo. It's like a really cheesy one where he's going like this from the side going. But, again, in their little delusional world, they're part of the power structure. They feel invincible. They love ruling over America. It gives them this, and selling us out to foreign interests is a bigger thrill. So let's hear him lie to Congress, lie to you, when on its face, you found it. Good Lord, look at that. Look at that. That Clinton operative taking over the Justice Department from Trump, all of it. And then look at that. Look at that crazy mad dog Robert Mueller creature. That's a creature of the Clintons, of Mueller, of all of them. And just he run, and everyone grovels to him in D.C. Oh, you're law enforcement. Oh, you could arrest me. Oh, you could indict me. And then they're in the news saying, we're spying on Manafort, and we know about his defense plans. I'm like, wow, you're spying on Manafort in jail and his defense plans. That would be a scandal 5 years ago. But it's all, it's just the mad dog craziness of this guy that doesn't get, he's already been defeated. So let's hear from his minion, Peter Strzok, right now. Here it is.
I testify today with significant regret, recognizing that my texts have created confusion and caused pain for people I love. Certain private messages of mine have provided ammunition for misguided attacks against the FBI.
Zoom in on those two guys behind
that I love deeply and have served proudly.
You mean the Clinton hatchet men in the FBI.
I'm eager to answer your questions, but let me first address those much-discussed texts. Like many people, I had and expressed personal political opinions during an extraordinary presidential
election. I'm glad these guys are all there to give him comfort. I'm sure they do a lot of the time.
Concern for the security of our country. Opinions that were not always expressed in terms I'm proud of.
The one behind him, yeah.
But having worked in national security for two decades and proudly served in the U.S.
National Army,
those opinions were expressed out of deep patriotism and an unyielding belief in our great American democracy.
I love that big old earring in the one on the far left. Zoom in on him.
Patriotism was blunt, but despite how it's been characterized, it was not limited to one person or to one party. I criticized various countries and politicians, including Secretary Clinton, Senator Sanders, then-candidate Trump, and others. But let me be clear, unequivocally.
That's not an earring. I guess that's like a...
Not once.
Vampire ears?
26 years of defending our nation did my
personal... That's vampire ears. I wonder what he does at the office. Let's
official
go. There's Sweetie Cake. And then who's this one? This
is an email investigation. For the investigation...
Is that Dennis Hastert's son?
And for every other investigation I've worked on. It is not who I am... And it is not something I would ever do.
Not who I am. I am strong. I rule America. He's funny. He's showing you. See, I'm strong. Hillary's my God. Our force will soon destroy America.
No evidence of bias in my professional actions. There is, however.
There's no evidence of bias. We will stop him from being elected. We will have an insurance policy. He's a threat. She's the president. We will stop him. There's no bias. You're trying to sabotage the election.
Important piece of evidence supporting my integrity, the integrity of the FBI.
My integrity.
And our lack of
bias. I've got the entire fruit basket brigade behind
me. Summer of 2016. I was one of a handful of people who knew the details of Russian election interference and its possible connection.
He states that like it's a fact.
Campaign. This information had the potential
Let's
to derail
a Oh, my God, we had a good time last night.
But the thought of expressing that or exposing that information never crossed my mind. That's what FBI agents do every single day, and that's why I'm so proud of them. And I am particularly proud of the work that
particularly proud that you're the Praetorian Guard.
Investigation.
Our Praetorian Guard looks like they couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag.
Investigated competently, honestly, and independently, and that's exactly what happened.
How proud his little buddy is behind him.
I'm also proud of our work on the Russian interference investigation.
Proud of his friend.
This is an
Zoom in on that guy's mouth, the other one.
A
little goblin one, yeah. Zoom in on his mouth.
And it is
He's so
less
proud of his daddy.
Because it was launched against our democratic
My daddy will beat him.
Rather than against the military.
My daddy always wins.
This
Mueller told me that time in the hotel room
of all
when we were meeting about politics.
In the summer of 2016, we had an urgent need to protect the integrity of an American presidential election from a hostile foreign
we
power
can't beat this.
Weaken and divide the United States of America.
This is the FBI.
This investigation is not politically motivated. It is not a witch hunt. It is not a hoax.
Yes, it's all real. Trump's trying to make America great again. We sold out the Chinese. He's the enemy.
An ongoing investigation. Where the FBI has directed me not to answer, I will abide by the FBI's instructions. But let me be clear. This is not because I don't want to answer your questions.
Oh, of course.
If I were permitted to answer, I would. And the answers would doubtless be disappointing to the questioners and undermine the conspiracy narrative.
Turn him off. Oh, the conspiracy theories, questioning known liars like you. I was just making jokes about all these guys. They just look ridiculous. I saw a couple of those guys walking in with him, though. I mean, that's who Strzok could get to walk in with him. So I got to give him some courage right there. All I can say is ramming speed. All power to the engines. Attack course. We'll be right back on the other side with Mike Cernovich, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Infowars is the dreaded, vaunted enemy of tyranny.
Finish him.
Antifa!
Flawless victory.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Of this hour. It's gotten almost no attention. I didn't even know a bill had been introduced a month ago that if Antifa commits civil rights violations, crimes, with a mask on, they get 15 years in prison. That's pretty normal under aggravated assault type laws. Like if you rob a bank with his mask, it's even more time. Instead of 15 years, like 30 years. And so I saw the story in the Epoch Times. We'll put it up on screen. And they mentioned that Mike Cernovich had been promoting it. And so many times, you know, Mike's kind of that catalyst there that helped take something to the next level. So Mike pointed out to us that we had Bill Clinton come into town a few weeks ago. So I wanted to get Mike on about this because Antifa's getting more aggressive, more vicious. They're attacking more. The left's trying to cause a civil war. And what does he think the next shoe to drop is? So, Mike, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. This is an important law that treats Antifa what they are, which is they are the modern KKK. They are a modern terrorist hate organization. They've said that they are pro-pedophile. They've said that they hate and want to kill all people who voted for Trump. They've announced their intention to destroy America internally. So they are being treated as they should be treated, which is as terrorists.
Well, let's talk about this bill. Again, it's from Epoch Times. It's on your website as well. It's on Infowars.com. But let's talk about the specific bill, Unmasking Antifa Act. And House proposes a 15-year prison term if you beat people up or attack them when they're exercising their free speech. I mean, that's exactly what the Klan did for folks who didn't know in the 20s and 30s and 40s when it was actually powerful, was suppress sharecropper whites and also blacks from voting or having demonstrations. They were an anti-free speech intimidation arm.
Right. The law is, again, flew under the radar. Ironically, I only learned about it because, unlike liberals, I follow everybody, and I saw that a far left wing activist slash journalist had said, "I can't believe Congress is considering that." And I go, "Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for the tip off. I actually had no idea." So we've had thousands of people. Yeah, Jack Smith actually had tipped everybody off. He has a very obscure account, but I like to follow those obscure accounts to really know what the far left is thinking. And I was like, oh, okay, let's talk about this a little bit. And thousands of people have called Congress and have said this is way past due because the reason they wear masks is so you can't find them. So a lot of hubbub is being made about the fact that all of the charges and the Disrupt J20 riots during inauguration were dismissed. And people go, oh, poor Antifa, they were impressed by the government. No. They had masks on, so you couldn't tell. Remember they burned down that A Muslim. They burned down a Muslim limo driver's car. They destroyed a property of people without any regard for the safety of others. And you couldn't figure out who they were because they were all wearing masks.
Well, with the inauguration, it took us hours to get it. They were mainly beating up women and blocking the entrances so CNN could say no one was inside the inauguration.
Yeah, exactly. The deplorable. I mean, there's a number of things, actually. Just recently, for example, a Fox News reporter, she had to quit reporting outside of the Supreme Court.
She got run out of there. And that's another thing. I've tried to videotape outside the Supreme Court. Police say you have to get a permit. But all the left could show up, the police just let them do it.
Right. And then they ran off, of course, a woman. That's what they do.
All right, let's let your Skype come back. Skype come back for a moment. Mike Cernovich is our guest. Mike, clearly they're trying to cause a civil war. They're saying surround the White House. They want to try to block the new Supreme Court nominee. And when I say that they want a civil war, and they're calling it one, and even USA Today calls it a civil war, then they make a joke about it. But where would you say we are right now? You're a smart guy. What do you think you're planning ahead of the midterms to try to derail things?
Well, what they're doing is they're energizing the terrorist element of the far left wing. They're now overtly saying that they are communists. And I predict a major terrorist attack by a far left wing element, perhaps a Democrat socialist, perhaps an Antifa element. It just really is. It's going to happen. And what they don't understand, and broadly speaking, of course, I talked to a lot of liberals, and one of the most genuine, he's a very far left guy, but he's still like a very good human being, good Christian. And he goes, you know, I just want the Civil War to get on. I was like, what are you thinking? You know, how could you think that? But that's where they are.
Why do you think while they call for civil war everywhere, when I cover it, then they say I'm crazy, it's not happening?
Yeah, then they go, you're a conspiracy theorist. But you can just go read Twitter. I love when they go, oh, Alex's July 4 tweet about a second civil war is a conspiracy theory. But if you go on Twitter and just type in civil war, you can find tens of thousands of results from people on the left saying they want a civil
war.
Clearly
they said this July 4th we're going to intensify attacks. They did. I'm just saying it's a demarcation line. If they're successful, you can mark this July 4th as when it's going to escalate up. So, but I'm asking, what's the tactic then to call for it, but when we cover it, say it's not happening?
Well, what they're doing is they're actually gaslighting you to try to get you banned. You know, one of your competitors is like antitrust, CNN is trying to get you banned for reporting on what the left is saying. So what they're doing is they're so duplicitous that people on the far left say, we're going to intensify our efforts after July 4th. We're really going to fight hard. And then they say, oh, yeah, we're communists and we want to abolish ICE. But then the New York Times will fact check it and say, actually, Democrats don't want to abolish ICE, even though a survey just came out from a liberal publication saying that 45% of Democrats want to abolish ICE. Right. So what they do, they're gaslighting us now and saying, well, I mean, even though you can show a screenshot of what they've said, even though you can show a survey, we're just going to say that that isn't really true and that nobody wants to abolish ICE. And then they're going to say, well, Facebook, you're fighting fake news. Why don't you ban our competitor, Alex Jones, from your platform, right? That's where we are. What they're doing is they did this to me. They fact-checked me. I did an article and a video where I said that the one of the school shooters, which, by the way, we all forgot about because he didn't use an AR-15 and therefore it didn't work in the agenda. The most recent school shooting, the shooter had on an iron cross and he had on a hammer and sickle. And I said, those are symbols of the alt-right and Antifa, right? And then they fact-checked it, and the fact-checker goes, well, the hammer and sickle isn't a symbol of Antifa. Well, just go to, you could go to Google Image and type in Antifa. Every rally they have, there are people wearing that Soviet Union stuff. And then they
wear black, and then they wear hammer and sickle pins.
Right, so then I got fact-checked. And then I got a strike against my Facebook page because, well, you were fact-checked, sir. And then when I go, Facebook, what are you talking about? I can show you 1,000 images. Well, we've outsourced, you know, this to factchecker.org. So what FactChecker does now is they just out – so I might actually sue FactChecker.
They outsourced the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right. And then they go, oh, our hands are tied. A Christian group, for example, was banned from Amazon Smiles program because the Southern Poverty Law Center now has veto control. I mean, there's so much going on, Alex.
But that's what I'm saying. Think what authoritarians. Yeah. They're all over CNN bragging how they're censoring conservatives, Christians, veterans, gun groups, sovereign groups, Taiwanese groups. Taiwanese flag is banned on Apple to be able to text it. I mean, we're under total attack, and they announce it, but then go, oh, but you're crazy. It's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere you look, facts. The Alliance Defense Fund has been banned from Amazon Smiles program. That's a fact. Why? Because Amazon has delegated control over the Amazon Smile program to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Let's come back from break and talk about how we change this, because it's such a bold power grab. If we just expose it, it will fall. Stay with us. Mike Cernovich, straight ahead.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, they're trying to censor us on the web and doing a good job, but our listeners are getting around it. But we're on close to 300 radio affiliates, 400 TV stations, over 80 cable stations. And thank God to all of you. We appreciate you. Mike Cernovich is here with us, media analyst, lawyer, you name it, a good friend of mine. We're going to go a little bit in the next hour, and then we got Mike Adams coming in here with a compilation of the media attacking InfoWars, all the fake TV shows they've got, all the programs. Sacha Baron Cohen, we now know for 6 months, has been trying to infiltrate us and been trying to, like, get on, because he couldn't get in the office. He got on with, like, guests and tried to mess with them. I was told about this a month ago, but now I've been given the full details, so that's all coming up. But Mike Cernovich, striking back, how we win, how we take action, what Trump should do, because I'm not bragging, you're not bragging, but the White House listens to us, the campaign listens to us. What do you think we should do to strike back against all of this and just the unbrazened, untethered attacks that we're seeing against free speech right now? Where do you see it going?
Well, unfortunately, because neither you nor I like to do election stuff, we don't endorse candidates as journalists. If we, if America loses the House of Representatives and Democrats win in November, we're all like dead. I don't mean figuratively, Alex. I get death threats. There's an active campaign by members of the media to have me murdered, and I imagine you murdered. I've had a private security analysis conducted of me, and I've been told by people very, very high levels about chatter that they're hearing. That's what
Chandler, your sky's breaking up, but yes, they know they put out a certain amount of propaganda against somebody. Mentally ill people will try to come kill you, just like they advertised in the New York Times where the baseball team was playing to get Scalise shot. They were planning to take out the leadership. They're definitely doing this.
Yeah, that's their game is, oh, you know, they add you to the hate list. That's what the SPLC. Yeah, actually, L.A. Times journalist was fired.
Now, let's talk about this. L.A. Times journalist fired for death threat. Because, again, you're not even a conservative. You're more of a libertarian. They hate you because you're a likable guy.
And yeah, and that's the whole thing is I haven't even been controversial for like a year. If people wanted to criticize me, a lot of people are like, man, you're boring. You don't even do anything. And I'm like, well, yeah, because I feel the energy and we have to calm it down or it's just going to be mass murder by the left in the street. And as you know, if the left is in the street murdering people, they will kill innocent people. They will kill children. So not only, Alex, did an L.A. Times reporter get fired for death threatening me, a pedophile who had organized a smear campaign against me when I spoke at Columbia was arrested for trying to have sex with an 8-year-old. This is not a conspiracy theory. These are court
records. That's on your Twitter, at Cernovich. And let's explain this. We'll win a physical civil war. We don't want to go down that road. So they are just intensifying the threats, the bizarre behavior, where the L.A. Times and others think they can threaten to kill you, and now they're shocked they're getting in trouble. So tell us about this reported pedophile.
Yeah, so in November of last year, I gave a talk to Columbia on media criticism. It was a very, you know, very rational talk about media double standards. He organized a protest against me. Well, fast forward a few months, he's been arrested for soliciting sex with an 8-year-old. An 8-year-old, Alex, he had pictures of infants. He said he was interested in 0+. That's their code. And again, people go, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. No, no, no. This is official federal court records. I actually uploaded the full complaint.
Now, let's show that. The natural thing is they keep busting top Hillary Clinton people that are involved in children, quote, immigrating to the U.S., saying they want to have sex with 2-year-olds. So you've now exposed it. It's literally a pedophile cult.
Yeah, and not only that. Yeah, but the complaint is so graphic.
And notice, none of this ever hits the news, though. I mean, Trump is busting pedophiles, what, 10 times what it was?
Yeah, exactly. All the time. And not only that, but I'm gonna send Daria a picture. They claim, oh, he had no connection to the Clinton campaign. But before he took down his Instagram, there were pictures of him at the Clinton campaign headquarters. Not only that,
sure, I'm in Hillary garb. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is, let me ask you, this is a smart guy and a lawyer. We know there's a lot of pedophiles, but my God, how many Democrats are? Because I'm realizing it's a cult.
Not only that, Alex, I just reported yesterday at Cernovich.com. If you go to Cernovich.com, I obtained court records involving a pedophile who was highly placed within the Bill de Blasio campaign. He was arrested a year ago with thousands of images of children being raped. So I go, oh, that was a year ago. I wonder if he's in jail. No, no, no. Official court records, again. Oh, conspiracy theory. No, you mean official court records? Nothing has happened in this case. So what they did, if somebody isn't a lawyer, they don't really understand what they're doing. What they did is they let him out on $7,500 bail, and nothing has happened. No trials, no nothing. He just shows up. Oh, how are you doing, Judge?
Clearly, it's how they compromise people. You've got to be in the club to be part of it. How big is it? Because we know Trump's tenfold, at least, busting pedophiles. That's why they're all panicking. Yeah, there he is, far-left worker for the Clinton campaign, running a child charity, admitting he raped children, trying to meet with two-year-olds to have sex with them. Let's put that back up. He's the guy on the far left there. Let's name this guy. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, so this can't be denied. And then the media fact checks that, he's a campaign person. But he's on Instagram. Crazy.
So, just in a 35,000-foot view, what is the... Because normal person's like... Even they're normal, like a normal straight person's into women, normal gay person's into, you know, their own... What is this thing with children? Because it seems like every time we knock some wall down, it's a bunch of pedophiles. Like, what is going on there?
Yeah, well, there's ritualistic practices that they have, and it is it's fundamentally, it's the most demonic thing you can do is to harm a child. So that's how they gain power in the Democrat Party, is they prove, because ultimately, I mean, it can't be denied anymore. Trump and the Republicans are the side of God. The Democrats are now the side of pedophiles. I mean, Anthony Weiner, Jacob Schwartz, Joel Davis, these aren't nobodies. These are top-level people, right? How many more do we need to see? I don't see top-level Republicans other than Dennis Hastert, who was, by the way, he should have been sentenced to death for what he did.
And we've got Express with Epstein. And we've got Hillary and her own workers bringing kids in illegally. I mean, Hillary's first job as a lawyer were eight guys that gang raped an 11-year-old girl till her cervix broke and her guts came out. I mean, I don't want to be gross here, but, I mean, there it is. Child abuse charity had arrested for attempted child rape. Unbelievable.
In 2013, too, there was that 2013 report for like 30 seconds. Where even, I think it was Chuck Todd, it was an NBC reporter, people can find it. The State Department covered up pedophilia 2013. This is all like...
Well, sure, the UN, all of it's been caught. And so who's the Columbia University student who protested you? Because it ties into that.
Yeah, he's Joel Davis. He was the person who was just arrested. He organized a protest march against me. Remember when they held up that sign, no pedo bashing? And the media goes, oh, that was a false flag operation. Organized by, because they can be conspiracy theorists, right? Oh, that was a Cernovich false flag.
But now the guy's been arrested. Let me ask you this then. When I've admitted that I had girlfriends that had abortions, I said, I repent to God. I feel bad. I haven't done it since. I got four children. I'm being honest, telling people that have had abortions, don't have to get into it. Don't have to say it's right. Say you're wrong. Repent. I was telling that to be honest. But then the left calls in and goes, what's wrong with screwing kids if you've killed them? Well, I didn't know that was happening. I was delusional, or my girlfriends did it. I'm not saying it's okay. But then their answer is, well, it's okay to have sex with kids. That's what they're hammering me with.
Well, that's because that's why they hate us. We're anti-war. We want freedom, prosperity. We don't want to go to war where children are murdered, by the way, in wars. So we're the party of peace. We're the party of prosperity.
That's right. Stay there. Back with Mike Cernovich in 2 minutes. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. The hated bulletin site. Tomorrow's news today. If you spread the links, they'll get criticized for it. So it's worth watching.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.